96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This has been a very, very busy year for the Howard University community. The university has also been affected by national and world events. As we bring 2015 to a close, we sit down with President Dr. Wayne Frederick to talk about the year that was, where the university is now, and what may be ahead in the new year. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Frederick, now is the time to give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also follow us and tweet me on the new WHUR News Twitter page at Daily Drum WHUR. That's at Daily Drum WHUR. All right. Dr. Frederick, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, let's first talk about some of the current events. You want to speak about teaching tolerance in the wake of the terrorist attack in San Bernardino. Obviously, that happened only a week or so after the terror attack in Paris, and there's so much rhetoric in the media right now, anti-tolerant rhetoric. What are your thoughts? What's your message?
You know, certainly, I think we have to talk about tolerance, and I'm really dismayed that such a significant leader of one of the parties right now, one of the political parties, would be spewing such rhetoric of intolerance. I think we have to be very, very careful about that. This country is built on immigration. He himself is also married to someone who is a descendant of recent immigration as well. And I think to spew that kind of rhetoric against any one particular group based on religion is just not what this country has been built on or should stand for. That's the first thing. The second thing is when we look at what has occurred, again, because of some of this rhetoric, we lose sight of the focus of where our energies should be. And that hatred that is really spreading throughout the world in general and taking innocent lives is something that we all must collectively put our efforts toward stamping out. We think here at Howard University, we're taking those types of steps by educating students from all around the world, 71 countries and students from 44 states in this environment, encouraging students to go abroad for study abroad, all of which is intended to expand our students' capacity to see the world through a different lens, to expand their understanding of different cultures, and so also ultimately to help solve some of these very difficult problems. But clearly, it must be built, and not just on tolerance, but understanding. I think we have to understand other people, where they're coming from and why. We can't sit back and allow the violence. I'm definitely against that, and I think we have to be against that. We have to ensure that people are not taking advantage of certain circumstances. They're not spewing hate and using that to harm others, and that's something that we certainly must not and will not support as well. And I think we also have to be strong and firm in our stance against that as well.
Well, you as president of Howard University, of an HBCU, are really in a particularly unique position, pretty much like any other president of any college or university in America, because no matter where you are, when you're talking about higher education, you are going to be dealing with large percentages of immigrants that are coming to get an education. Is this perhaps the time when, as you just mentioned, and other presidents need to take a leadership position and speak about these issues?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we have to. But we also have to remember that the context from which we do that, we also have to be cautious about what that context is, right? I am the president of an HBCU here in the nation's capital, with students coming from 71 countries, built on the premise of providing opportunity to those who otherwise would not have opportunity. The first graduate of Howard University from a foreign country came from Barbados, was a lawyer, back in 1872-73. I mean, so very early on in our history, we embraced that as a community. Now, you put that, the juxtaposition for that is I heard the president of the University of Virginia talking about everyone being armed on the campus as a reaction to it. And that is a different context, you know, for that university president. My hope, though, is that collectively, as members of a core of the leadership of higher education in this country, we will espouse the virtues of what we're looking for in the students who we bring here. Right? We tell Howard students that we want them to come here to get an education or a degree. And a big part of getting that education is to look at how the technical competency we provide them with interacts with the world around them, regardless of what they do. So whether you're in the field of medicine, law, education, social work, business, whatever it is, we want you to go out and apply those talents to assist in the world around you, and therefore that truth and service, which is our motto, is something that we must apply to this current circumstance, regardless of what the challenges are, and we have to do that. But we have to do it with an understanding and with the virtues that do not espouse hatred. That has to be the underlying principle in which we go about doing that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about 2015, and we're also going to talk about where we are and where the university is going for 2016. If you have a question or comment, you can certainly give us a call. You spoke about the situation at the University of Virginia. This has been a very difficult fall for a lot of colleges and universities. A scary time for some people. We had a security alert here because of racist threats against the university as a whole and against students. For several days here, security was ramped up. You were, you know, out. You spoke to CNN and you spoke to others about the importance of this. And when you look back at that time, how do you assess how the university performed, and just your thoughts about that kind of thing threatening, you know, this beloved place?
Well, you know, it brings into focus the fact that we are a microcosm of the bigger society around us, and we must never forget that. Sometimes we come into these four walls, as it were, you know, every day, trying to provide an excellent educational environment and espousing the virtues around academic excellence and so on. And sometimes you can get a little bit insulated from the world around you, which is why we always try to remind our students, faculty, and staff that we are but a microcosm of the bigger society, and all that we do must reflect what is either necessary in the bigger society around us, or not lose sight of the fact that we're just here to educate for the sake of educating. We must educate within the context of that bigger society. Make sure that we're applying what we learn, what we research, to solving the problems of the day and not get lost in what's going on around us. And having that come to us, you know, I think just brings us back to that reality. Having said that, I have to commend the community, the Howard community in general, for the manner in which they rally with the usual resilience you would expect, the usual forthrightness around addressing a concern head on and really being prepared to deal with it. I have to commend the authorities, especially the FBI. They really kept us informed. From a leadership point of view, we did not want to do things to compromise the investigation, and so therefore, as far as what we could communicate, out was limited, but I felt that the team, you know, really came together to do a good job. But I was particularly pleased with the community and the type of support from alum and others here in the D.C. area that, you know, came our way. And I think, it espouses the virtues of a strong and thriving Howard University.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University. And that brings us to yet another issue, social justice on college campuses, Beyond the Dialogue, that was streamed live last Friday. What can you tell us about that?
You know, this was... Again, one of those examples where, from my role as Howard University's president, I feel strongly that we must get engaged. And it's also a continuum of other exercises we've gotten involved in. So, you know, after the Eric Garner incident, which, you know, followed several other incidents, I had several faculty and staff get together to have a conversation about what we can do. And that out of that came a series of events that started with something called Committed to Breathing, in which the citizenship that's represented by the African diaspora here in America was examined, and what the role is and how should that be embodied.
Well, hold that point, because I want you to finish it, and I also want to hear what the members of the staff and faculty said. Sounds really, really interesting, and I want to make sure we have an opportunity to talk about that. But I do have to take a break. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you are calling in, we will take your phone call, and you will be able to hear the broadcast. So please don't hesitate to ring the phone and take the opportunity to chat with Dr. Wayne Frederick. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few.